Okay, so moving on to the Gemara over here, Tesmet Aleph. At the period, at the end of the line, continues on the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Kol Tevach She'eni Yodei Hilcha Shechita, Us Alecha Mishchita, so if a Shechit is not aware of the Halachas of Shechita, of course he cannot eat from Mishchita, Ve'elu Hein, Hilcha Shechita, Shehiya, that's if you pause in the middle of the Shechita, Darsa, which I think is if you chop through the neck as opposed to like slicing through it, like you chop at it. Chalada, I think, is if you go at an angle, right? Hagrama, or one of them is if you poke in the middle instead of starting, I think maybe that's hagrama, you poke in the middle of the neck as opposed to like starting at the top of the neck and going through. Hagrama is if you go at an angle through as opposed to, you know, you start with the kind of the veshit and then you miss them towards the end. And then ikor is if you rip out the simanim from the neck, that of course, and then shech them at that point, that of course is no good either. So five psui, shkita, which we'll probably get to the intricacies of that, because there are a lot of interesting lumdas with regards to these five halachas of Shechita. But my kamash malan, kul taninu, we know all of this. We've learned this before. It's already later on in Mishnayos. Lo tzricha sheshecha lefanenu beis, v'gimel pomim. The guy shechted two or three times, v'shechet shopin, and he shechted well. Mal d'tema. Maybe we should say, like, the guy's a natural. He doesn't need to know anything, right? He's born knowing, no, that's not good enough. Either shachar shapir, hainami shachar shapir, maybe the guy will do well, even though he doesn't know the halachas, kamash malan. Came into a gomer, since he doesn't know the halacha, zimnin to show v'daris v'lo yodi. He'll chop through, or he'll wait in the middle, and he won't be aware of it because he's not knowledgeable in terms of the halacha. So that's no good. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Hateva sar sheyidok b'simonim. After he shechs, we have to check the kind of veshit to make sure he did it properly. Go'achah shkita after he's done shechting. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Af ananan mitanina. We learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer emsha k'day bikur. If he waits, how long does he wait in the middle of the Shechita? The Shechita is no good. It's a big machlokes later on. But one of the opinions is, kidei bikor, the amount of time it takes to check. Oh, so don't you see, you have to check the simanim. We're saying, like, what's the tech kidei dibor of Shechita? Kidei bikor, as long as the amount of time it takes to check the simanim. Don't you see, my God, kidei bikor simanim? Don't you see from here, you have to check the simanim. And that's the amount of time that if you pause in the middle of the Shechita is no good. Amalei abai loy. Hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan, kidei bikor chacham, the amount of time it takes to ask a Talmud Chacham to take the Shechita to the Talmud Chacham. Where is the Talmud Chacham? Every city is going to depend. How far away is the Talmud Chacham from where the slaughterhouse is? So, Im Shah, Kedei Biko, my love, Kedei Biko, Simon, my way, by the way, Hacham, Kama, Kedei Biko, Chacham, Amalayim, Kena, I'm sorry, Im Kena, Asath, Zarechu, Shiurim. So then, we're not going to have one standardized amount of time, right? If it's checking for Simanim, that's a pretty standard amount of time. If it's how long it takes to get to the local base medrash, that could vary widely. So, oh, kedei bikur tevach chacham, as long as it would take a chacham to check. So you do see that in fact you do have to check. Lo badak, if you didn't check, so my, what is the halacha? Rabbi Gozer ben Antigonus Omer, Rabbi Gozer ben Antigonus, hold on 1 second. Kedei bikur. Oh, I'm sorry, no, not to check the simanim, as long as it would take the talmud chacham to check the knife. That's kedei bikur chacham, not to check the simanim. So we didn't derive it from later on. The Gemara said, why do we have to say you have to check the simanim? Isn't that what it means later on, kedei bikur? We said, no, kedei bikur chacham is referring to not checking the simanim, to checking the knife. So as long as it would take the chacham to check the knife, maybe that's what it's referring to, not to check the simanim. But of course, the new halacha that's learned here, which we could not have inferred from later on, is that you have to check the simanim when you're done checking. What if you didn't check the simanim? Or is that the Gemara says, Lo bodak mai, what's that halacha? Balaz ben Antigonus, Mishum Abogaz, Rabbianai, Omar, Trefa. The animals are Trefa, Vasura, Bachila. We have to assume that the animal was not kosher, not necessarily a kosher animal. They had some problem with it while it was alive. We explained last time what the difference between a trefa and vela is, right? Trefa is an animal shechted properly, but it has a mum, something that will disable it or prevent it from living 12 months. And a vela means an animal that was not slaughtered properly. It's shot in the forest, you know, but it was not slaughtered properly, or there was a problem with the shechita that makes it an vela. What's the critical difference between a vela and a trefa? A vela is tamei, trefa is not tamei. Both, of course, are prohibited in eating, but there's a fundamental difference with them with regards to that detail. So, it's assumed to be a trefa, not a nevega, and it's also b'achila. Mabemasnisa, tana nevega. No, in a Mishnah, we taught it's a nevega, metame b'masa, and it is metame. B'maikam afligi, what are they arguing about? Again, if you didn't check the simanim, what is the status of the animal? One's opinion is it's a trefa, meaning it's prohibited to eat, but it's not tame. The other opinion is it's a nevega, and it's even metame. B'maikam afligi, b'der avuna. While an animal is alive, it has the presumed status of being aser. So just as a brief introduction to the halacha of chazaka, which is going to become very familiar to us, a chazaka means a previously established status. Anytime a person or an item has a previously established status, we assume that projects forward to the future. Of course, chazaka means different things in different contexts. That's the chazaka we're referring to. It's called a chazaka de meikara, a previously established status. There's such a thing as a chazaka, which is really a rov. I say, chazaka, chavir, she'enu, motzim, yodah, davar, she'enu, musukan. I come into a house of a great time. I come into Rav Asher Weiss's house. I could presume the food in his refrigerator is kosher. Why? He didn't tell me it's kosher. Chazaka, chavir, she'enu, motzim, yodah, davar, she'enu, musukan. I should presume that a Talmud Chacham would never have food in his refrigerator. What's it doing in his refrigerator? It probably only has kosher food. That doesn't mean that all of his food was previously established status of being kosher. What it means is, it's in all likelihood, I guess there could be a rare occurrence, he would keep non-kosher food, right? And maybe he saw a non-Jew eating non-kosher, a Jew eating non-kosher, and he grabbed it away from him because you have to, he was doing kiruv, and he hid it in his own refrigerator. You could come up with a scenario, however unlikely, why a great Talmud Chacham might have non-kosher food in his refrigerator or in his kitchen, but that's an unlikely scenario. So chazaka there means rov. That's not what we're, right? That's really what we're saying, the likelihood is, meaning the statistics are. There's different types of rovs, right? I could have a rov, I have two salamis that are kosher, one is treif, and they all get mixed up. That's a rov also. But I could have another type of rov, which is, most people who drive a car pass the driver's test. I'm sure there's a minority that didn't. There are people driving cars who didn't pass, but the majority did pass. That's not because I have people in front of me, that's just, we assume a certain reality based on what we know to be the facts of what takes place in most situations. So that's, we call it a chazaka that most people who are driving know what they're doing, but that's not necessarily a chazaka in the classical sense. A classical chazaka is a previously established status to an item, which we assume, we don't know, but we have to assume it projects forward until such time that we have reason to suspect otherwise. In which case we call that a leidos hasafek, something gave birth to a safek. We have reason to question the chazak, and then we employ the rules of safek. Okay? But otherwise, if I have chicken soup, maybe someone came and dropped milk into it. Well, I would have no reason to assume that. So therefore, the soup is considered to be kosher. If I see a milk container next to the chicken soup, and there's droplets of milk right next to the pot of chicken soup, that's a little unusual. So then that's a leidos hasafek. Now I have a reason to suspect. Okay, then we would have to deal with it in terms of our rules of dealing with sfeikos. But generally speaking, that's the principle. So over here, back in the Gemara, Michael, if we give you the Rav Huna, the Amar, Behema Bechaya Becheskas Iser Amedes. A Behema, while it's alive, has a Cheskas Iser. Until you find out or you determine with what it was shechted. Right? It has a Cheskas Iser until you determine that it's been shechted. Nishkata, once it's shechted, I should assume it's permitted. Until you find me a pagam, until you find me something wrong with the animal, you have to pinpoint what was wrong with it. But otherwise, I should presume that it was shechted properly. So Mar Sava, the one that holds, if you didn't check the simanim, that the animal is even tamei, is an avela and it's tamei tumas masa. Mar Sava bekaskas iser kaima vahashtemesa. Before, while the animal was alive, it was becheskes iser, and now it's dead. And I don't know if it was shechted properly. Tamei nevela, and it's even mitamei b'masa. Mar sava becheskes iser aminan, becheskes tuma lo aminan. While it was alive, the animal wasn't tamei. The animal was usher, but it wasn't tamei. So after it's dead, even though I'm projecting forward that original chazaka, I can't project forward more than the original chazaka dictated. The original chazaka, while it was alive, dictated an Isra Chigo, didn't dictate an Isra Tumah. If I would know the animal was shechted properly, just maybe a treif occurred, so then we would have a Cheskes Heter, we presume it would project forward until such time we find that. Otherwise, we find the treif in the animal. But otherwise, if the animal, though, was not shechted properly, it was alive. While the animal is alive, it's Aser. Now that it has died, and I don't know if it was shechted properly, one opinion is, well, we project forward that it's an aveilah, because it's dead, and dead things are likely to be an aveilah until we show that it was shechted properly. So it's even tamei b'maaso, like an animal that was slaughtered improperly or was killed with a bullet, is an aveilah in its tamei. The other opinion is, no, what are you talking about? Before it was, while it was alive, it's tamei is asa b'achila. It's not tamei. So even after it dies, you're projecting the chazakah forward. You can't project more than the chazakah itself. Contained, and it contained the Nisarchigo, it didn't contain a Nisatumah. Haven't we got the Gemara? We got the Gemara. Do we need to reach out? Oh, we have? Oh. Oh. Want to bet that it doesn't work? Let's see. Let's see. What was alive? Oh my gosh. Nes Nigla. This is meant to be. Okay. If we believed in those things. Okay. While the animal was alive, it's also. So while the animal was alive, it's us, so we project forward. Now, we don't know, we didn't check, lo badak. So we have to presume that it's us still. But this was an Isra Achila, not a Tumah. So it's over here, this is only an Isra Achila. The other opinion is no. Now I know the animal is dead. The animal is dead, it should be a Nevela. Nevela is even Tumah B'masa. But why is the animal B'chayeha B'cheskas Isra? That's what we need to understand. All right, that's the equation of the Gemara, right? You got the animal, oh, it's so ugly, you know, stuff. Wasn't expecting it to work. So we have B'chayeha, the animal is asa b'achila. After, that's B'chayeha. After it's shechted, once it's shechted, but you didn't check, lo badak, shochat, lo badak. So one opinion is, it's an aveila. It's tamei. The other opinion is it's a trefa. And it ain't no tamei. But it is also b'achila. Before it was also b'achila, you shechted it. I don't know what happened. So we don't know that it was made permissible. So the opinion is, well, then it should be treated like an aveilah. That's even tamei. The other one, no. It's projecting forward. And this is a achila. How can you have more than this achila? So over here, it's ain't no tamei. Rak also b'achila. Oh. But there's so many things here that are unclear. The first is, why is an animal when it's alive, b'cheskas asur b'achila, or it's asur b'achila? Why is an animal that's alive asur b'achila? Eber Menachai Rashi. Rashi says that it's also because of Eber Menachai. Good reason, except maybe not. Look over here, Rashi. Says Rashi, lo badak. You want to project forward his current status. Mean we project forward its previously established status into the future. You can't remove it from its previously established status. Just because you have the latest hasafik, we presume the chazak continues to operate until such time that we know otherwise. Nimtzus or emes shebehemazu asura shebecheskes iser ha'isem etchilo misafik etabog atira shemanishkuta. Maybe it was shechted kasha, maybe it wasn't. You didn't check the simanim, so you have to presume that previously established status being asa b'achila projects forward because it initially was us because of Eber Menachai. Taisus is not happy with Rashi. Look at Taisus himself. This beitza over here. Aisalo perish Rashi because kaziser Eber Menachai v'loy nehira. This does not seem to be correct. How could you possibly project forward the Isser of Eber Menachai to now? It's dead. There is no Isser of Eber Menachai when it's dead. Oh, so how could I project forward an Isser of Eber Menachai? Right. What does the Chazaka mean? Whatever the previously established status was, I assume that it continues forward into the future until such time that I know otherwise. So my chicken soup is kosher. A woman is a psula until such time that we know otherwise. She's presumed to be a psula. She gets a ksuba of 200. Here, the issue was also, animal is also by Abraham and Achai. We presume it projects forward. It says Tysus, how can you presume it projects forward? The animal's dead. How can it be also by Abraham and Achai when the animal's dead? Lo shayach mechayim. Because the pasuk says, if you remember, we discussed this pasuk earlier in the year, that the pasuk says, I think connection with carbonis. But v'zavachta v'achalta, you should shecht it and then you should eat it. That is an iser of einas v'ucha. You're not allowed to eat meat that has not properly been shechted. That's the iser. That's the iser. You're not allowed to eat meat of an animal that has not properly been shechted. Asher tizbach v'ochalta shkoit v'echo v'zeh neich afil ma'anomer behemah v'chayeh. Okay, fine. So Taisa says that's the iser that we're discussing. Why did Rashi not want to go with Taisa's approach? So perhaps it's because, if you remember, we discussed earlier in the year, maybe the second day, is there a mitzvah to do shechita or not? If you remember, we discussed that at length. The Rambam says, look over here, Ois Gimel, there's a mitzvah to do shechita. That's what the Rambam holds. The bracha and shechita is a birchas ha-mitzvah. If you remember all the way back in the year, the Rosh and Mesech was ksubis, held the bracha and shechita was not a birchas ha-mitzvah, it's a birchas ha-mitzvah. Thanks to Hashem for giving us such an establishment of shechita. But the Rambam writes, what is the source for this mitzvah of shechita? He should tivanu lishkot behema chai va'ov ha'akha yocha besarn v'shelo yihev gohen heta el b'shechita leva. The only way you're permitted to eat meat is through shechita. V'hu amri yisale. The Pasuk in Parashat Eved, v'zavach mi'bekarcha mitzonka asher t'kasher t'visicha. V'oshin z'fri v'zavach ma muktash b'shechita av chulin b'shechita kasher t'visicha. So you have to shecht, the korbanos you have to shecht. Chulin, you see from the fact that there's a mitzvah to do it, there's an Iser, says Taisus, to eat that which has not been shechted. So since there's a mitzvah to shecht, there's an Iser to eat that which has not been shechted. Ah. So Rambam feels it's a mitzvah. Mitzvachta. The Rabbi says, what are you talking about? Zeh ein lo tam. There's no flavor here, no pun, right? Zeh ein lo tam. This makes no sense. The Rabbi's opinion is there is no mitzvah to do shechita. If there's no mitzvah to marry a woman, to divorce her, even though one of the Tariq mitzvahs is to divorce your wife. Because the mitzvah to divorce is only if you're in a marriage, which is needs to be dissolved. So then there's a mitzvah to do it in this fashion. There's a mitzvah to if you want to eat meat, to shecht the animals. But there's no mitzvah necessarily to shecht independently. This is not a mitzvah to shecht independently. The Torah is telling us how to go about it if you want to eat meat. So we showed at the time that this was two opinions in Tosfos and Masechet Shavuos. Is v'zavachta a mitzvah? In which case we can infer that if you didn't shecht, it's an iser, like Tosfos is saying, or maybe it's not a mitzvah at all. The Torah is just teaching us what to do if you want to eat meat, because the Gemara says in Masechet Shavuos over here, "Is beis ha'ochel nevego b'yom kippur and potter." Person eats a nevego on Yom Kippur, there's no kares. Nevela is an iser lav, Yom Kippur is an iser kares. Why not? Says Rashi, "Potter mechatas d'loy osi kares d'yom kippur and v'chayol is a nevela." The Iser of Yom Kippurim cannot be Chal on the Iser Nevela, or the Iser of Menachai, which exists from yesterday. So either way, the Iser of Yom Kippur never gets a chance, it never gets a word in edgewise, because there's a previous Iser that applies to this item. We have a general rule, Ein Iser Chal al Iser. So the Iser of Yom Kippurim cannot take effect, be superimposed on the Iser, which already present, the Iser of Nevela. So Taisus asks, what is the previous Iser that we're discussing if the animal is alive? Why can it be Chal Mechayim? Rashi said it can't be Chal Mechayim because it's an Iser of Eber Menachai. Taisus says, no. It's because you're not allowed to eat it until it, not because of the Iser of Eber Menachai. Forget about that, says Taisus. Again, disagreeing with Rashi. It's because of the Iser of Ein Azvucha. The siv is of after v'chalta masha tazoveach ata okel masha iata zoveach iata okel. If we can infer from the pasuk that there's a mitzvah to shechita, we can infer also that there's an iser if you didn't shecht. So again, Taisus disagrees with Rashi. Rashi says, why can't the iser of Yom Kippur be chal on a nevela? Because it can't get a word in edgewise. There's already a previous iser. Well, what's the previous iser? Maybe we're talking about when the animal was alive and it was only became an nevela on Yom Kippur. It says Rashi, yeah, but there's an iser of Eber Menachai, so Yom Kippur doesn't get a, you know, doesn't get a minute of airtime because the ein iser chal al iser. Taisa says no, it's not because of the iser of Eber Menachai. It's because there's a mitzvah to do shechita derived from the asay of doing shechita. The asay of doing shechita, we can infer that there's an iser to eat that which has not been shechted. But the Ritzbah says doesn't buy it. The Torah here is not saying an Iser or a Mitzvah. The Torah is saying, like the Ravid says, there's a, you want to eat meat? Go about it in this fashion. But there is no asay to do shechita. It's not a mitzvah to do shechita, and there's no isah that can be inferred if you didn't do shechita. So again, so Taisus and Rashi, Rashi might have rejected Taisus. He doesn't want to say there's a vach v'achalta isah she'in is vucha, because maybe Rashi holds there is no mitzvah to do shechita. Oh. There is no mitzvah to do shechita. So that's why Rashi rejected Taisus. There's a vach v'achalta just telling you, like, to write it like the Ritzbah. You want to do shechita? You want to eat? Do it this fashion. You can't, there's no mitzvah to do shechita? And you certainly can't infer an Easter if you didn't do it.
Oh. That's why Rashi didn't say like Taisus.
Why didn't Taisus say like Rashi?
We know that.
He already asked. How can Easter, Beit HaMelachai, project forward after Shachar the Labodak, the animal is now
garnished, gestorben, dead. There's no more animal. How can the Easter, Beit HaMelachai, project forward?
So you know what Rashi will tell you? That was Tyson's question. Rashi will answer the following. Rashi obviously is of the opinion that what we can do, what's known as machzikin me iser le iser. However, let's say I have this animal, is us and now, while it's alive, according to Rashi, because of Eva Menachai. Now it's dead. I don't know if it was shechted properly. What should the presumed status be of an animal that was not shechted properly, got killed in the forest? What do we call it? Trefa is if it was shechted properly, but there's a hole in the lung. Nevela. So Rashi holds, I could project from one chazaka to another chazaka because they share in common the same status, that it's usher. So you're right, the Isra Beirin Achai, says Rashi to Tosis, cannot project forward after a time that is no longer alive. How could it be an Isra Eivor Min Achai? Eivor Min Achai means to rip a limb off a live animal. It's dead. Yes, but that status gets transferred, handed off like a baton to another Isra, which carries with it the same consequences. And that's what the Gemara debates. How far are you going to take the consequences? Maybe I can only take it to be an Isra Achila. I can't create now an Isra Tuma, since we're just handing off the baton from the Isra of Eivor Min Achai. But Rashi is of the opinion that Machzikin me Isra le Isra. And presumably, Taisus would disagree with that. You can't do that. And there's a raya, perhaps Tashita Satoisvis, that we shine him try and get out of it. There's a raya to Taisus' opinion that Ein Machzik Me Isa Le Isa. Why? Because the Gemara says over here, Mesechtus Yavamis, a little bit complicated. Anybody here ever learn Yavamis? Mishnayis even? No. You know what Yavam and Chalitz are?
Yeah.
Okay. So like this. First Mishnah Yavamis.
First mission of Yavamis could take you a year, but the first mission of Yavamis is like this. Reuven, Shimon are brothers. Yes. Shimon is married to, not his mother, that would be gross. Okay. You can just say Rachel, all right, damn it. All right, I don't know what. Shifra. He's married to Shifra. He's also married to Pua. Shimon dies. Alav Shalom. Now his wife, without children, of course, says his wives both need Yibam or Chalitza from Reuven. Shifra is a karov of Reuven. Somehow, but not of Shimon. We can have such a situation. They're related, or they're usher, to be with one another for some other reason. There are rayas with one another. These two cannot be together. The relation didn't exist with Shimon, it does with Reuven. We can have such a thing. All right, maybe they're only half, but we can have it. What happens to Pua now? So Shifra, there's no Yibam or Chalitza, because she's an Arias with Reuven. Well, you'll say she's Arias anyway, because it's Eishes Ach. Yeah, you're right, but Yibam overrides the fact that it's his brother's wife. That's the whole mitzvah of Yibam, overrides that Yisr. But another secondary Yisr can't override. So what happens to Pua now? She's what's known as Tsaras Erva. The second wife is always called a Tsara, because she brings difficulty to the first wife. She's known as a Tsaras Erva. So Tsaras Erva is pater from Yibum too. Since this woman, there's no Yibum or Chalitza with Reuven, Pua also, there's no Yibum or Chalitza with Reuven.
Why? She wouldn't get first status now? Because technically...
No. Once one of the wives is out, they're all out. So that's the first mission of Sefer Yavamis. 15
types of Isurim that could be applied to Shifra that will remove her from Yibum and Chalitza, and the Mishnah says, that's why the Mishnah is 15 different kinds of cases of all different Yichsun, which takes a million shards. And, not only that, because of that, the Mishnah says, Tzaras to Tzarasim, all of the Tzaras, meaning all the secondary wives, are also exempt, because this wife can have Yibum and Chalitza with Reuven.
Okay. So they can marry whoever they want.
They're Mutal Ashuk, because their husband died, and they're not Zokuk Yibum or Chalitza to Reuven. You're right, though. None of them would be in Arayos. They're not permitted to marry whoever they want. They require Yibum and Chalitza like an Aguna. They require Yibum and Chalitza, and instead of a get, here they require Yibum and Chalitza. If they don't require a get, Yibum and Chalitza, they're stuck like an Aguna. Terrible situation. Fine. What do you say like this? Shimon divorces Shifra before he dies. What's with Pua now? Now she's the only wife, and then Shimon dies. She requires Yibum and Chalitza from Reuven, right? If he divorced Shifra before he dies, Pua's available for Yibum and Chalitza. She's only exempted because of Shifra. What if it's a Safek Gerushin? We're not sure if he divorced her. We're not sure. And then he dies. Let's say this is a Safek Gerushin. If he divorced her, Pua, it requires Yibum and Chalitza from Reuven. If he didn't divorce her, she's exempt because Shifra can't marry Reuven. That exempts all everybody else but collateral damage. So says the Gemara, well, what's her status while Shimon is alive? What's her status while Shimon is alive? Yes, but is she permitted? If Shimon will die, is she permitted to marry whoever she wants while Shimon is alive? No, I'm sorry. While Shimon is alive, is she permitted to marry anybody else? No.
Yeah. No?
No, she's an Eish HaSish.
She's not a Safek.
Let's say while Shimon is alive, before Shimon dies. Yeah. Before Shimon dies. Shimon is alive. Excuse me. Is Pua Mutter to marry anybody else?
No.
No. She's an Eish HaSish. Now that Shimon died, but maybe he divorced Shifra. We don't know. He threw a get. It was somewhere between him and her. If it's closer to her and her rishus, she's divorced. If it's closer to him and his rishus, she's not divorced. Ka safik karavo, safik karavo, safik gerushin. We don't know. Maybe Shifra's divorced, maybe she's not divorced. Either way, when Shimon is alive, whatever Shifra's status is, what's Pua's status? She's an Eishasit. She can't marry anybody else. What happens when Shimon dies? So what should we say? Should she require Yibum or Chalitza? Depends on what happened with Shifra. But what was her status? And that will determine whether she's willing to marry anybody else, right? If she requires Yibum or Chalitza, she cannot marry anybody else. If she doesn't require Yibum or Chalitza, she can marry somebody else. That's the exact case of Machzik and Me'isa Le'isir. While Shimon was alive, B'chaim, she had a Cheskas Eishas Ish. Which means she's Usher of the Shuk, right? Now that he's dead, that's why he's alive, Mechayim. Now that he's dead. We don't know what happened with Shifra, but that will determine what happened with Pua. So we should say she continues to be Usher of the Shuk because she should require Yibum and Chalitza or Chalitza from Reuven because her status of being Usher of the Shuk should project forward to here also, where she'll be also the Shuk. Yeah, but it's for a different reason. This is because of Cheskas Eishasish. This is because of Yibum and Chalitza. According to Rashi, we should have said, Machzika Me'isa Le'isar. We jump from the Cheskas Eishasish to the fact that she's Zakhu for Yibum and Chalitza. Asha L'Shuk, same result. But the Gemara doesn't say that. That's what Rashi should have said. That's what the Gemara should have said according to Rashi. It's not what the Gemara says. Here, have a look over here. Oiz Dawud. Let's say you have this scenario. Reuben and Shimon. Shimon is married to two wives, Shifra and Pua. He divorces one of them. Misafek. Kare'elu hatzaras choltos velo miyamos. They do chalitza and not ibum. Ketzad. Safek kiddushin. What's a safek kiddushin?
Meaning maybe he married her in the first place, maybe he didn't, or maybe divorced her. Zarek la kiddushin, safek karav la, safek karav la, zehu kiddushin. Safek gerushin. What's a safek gerushin? That would make her in a limbo status of chotzos v'lo miyabmos. Kasa b'ksav yodo v'ein ala v'edim. The Gemara says, it's only if he really divorced her, but there's some reason to nullify the divorce. Like he wrote in his own signature, but there were no edim. But look at the third line over here. The Gemara says, v'ilu b'gerushin, safek karvlo, safek karvlo, lo katani. If the gerushin is really in between him and her, it's a real safek. It's not that it's really probably a get, just the Rabbanan invalidated the get. It's really a real safek gerushin. V'ilu b'gerushin, safek karvlo, lo katani. My time up. Amar Rabba, ish zu b'cheskas heta v'shuk omedes. U'misafek atabara osra al tasrena misafek. This woman, says the Gemara, once her husband dies, we don't say that she has a status of being also geshuk. We say that once her husband dies, she should be mutter, ein sarach kibum and chalitza. Why? Because since her husband is dead, we should say she has a heter geshuk. We don't transfer the feskes eishes ish to an ish geshuk, to a yibum and chalitza, even though it's also geshuk, because once he's dead, we don't know that she requires Yibum Chalitza, so we can't transfer one chazaka to the other chazaka. So Taisa, the right Rashba here, asked the question, how can you say she's mutter l'shuk? She has a previously established status of being mutter to the rest of the world. While she's married, there's an Isa of Eishas Ish, she's prohibited to everyone else. Hilka came in the Becheskas Iser, Habis Kaima, Hashta, Demes, Namida Becheskas Iser. Let's transfer one Cheskas Iser of Eishas Ish to the other Cheskas Iser of Safek Yivim, Safek Chalitza. V'afogav, the Isur Kamas Talik Luhu, even though the first Iser is gone, we should project forward and jump past the baton to a different Chazaka. Did the Kavasa Asher come by Alma, the Machzakina, Meisa Le Iser, like our Gemara, Behema Becheskas Iser, Omedes? Until we know, in the way that it was slaughtered properly, and until such time that we don't know it was slaughtered properly, we transfer the Isser of Eber Menachai to the Isser of Trefer Nevela. But from this Gemara, it sounds like you don't say Machzikin Meisa Leisser. That's his question. Why don't we pass the baton from the Cheskas Eishes Ish of Issa L'shuk to the requirement of Yibum Chalitza to be also L'shuk? And Gemara seems to say we don't say that. So that's why Tosfos perhaps rejected this Rashi. The Rashba has his own answer how to perhaps resolve the contradiction, but perhaps there's no contradiction at all, says Tosfos. We're not discussing an Issa of Eber Menachai. Eber Menachai won't get me to here, because once the animal's dead, Eber Menachai is gone. The animal's dead. So that can't tell me that it should be also b'achila after it's dead if I didn't check the simanim, even though while it was alive as the previously established status of being also because of Eber Menachai, that can't tell me after it's dead what should be the case. Right? This is after it's dead now. How are you going to have an Isa Eber Menachai now? So Tais says, oh, that's the end of the story. So you can't start with Isa Eber Menachai. You have to start with something else. Eber Menachai won't get me here. Rashi holds Machzakina Meisa Leisa. No, we can transfer Eber Menachai to the Isa of Nevela. While I was alive with Eber Menachai, until such time I know the Roshach properly has to transfer to the Isa of Nevela. Taisus holds one status doesn't transfer to the other status. You see from this Gemara, the Cheskas Eishes Ish doesn't transfer to a Yibum of Chalitza, even though they both result in an Isa L'shuk. So therefore, Taisus wants to start with a different thing. Taisus starts with Vizavata V'chalta, which is an Isa of Enes Hucha. It wasn't shechted. That's exactly the same when an animal is alive as when an animal is dead. How would you define the Iser of a Nevela? An animal that was not shechted. So Tosfos holds, that transfers perfectly. Nevela is Eina Zvucha, means Eina Nishkata, right? It was not shechted properly. A Trefa is shechted, but there's a blemish. There's a problem with the animal. Nevela is not shechted. That transfers exactly from the Iser of Eina Zvucha, and meat that was not shechted, to the Nevela, which was also not shechted. Rashi don't want to say that. Rashi holds there is no Iser in his book. There is no mitzvah to shecht, and therefore no inference that there's an Iser to meat that was not shecht. So Rashi was boxed to a corner to say it was Eber Menachai. The problem with saying Rashi is, once it's dead, how can you transfer Eber Menachai? So Rashi holds, Matzakina me'isa v'isa. We can transfer one status, one Iser for another Iser as long as it's the same result. It's a sadik. Martin says, Sech Tzivama seems to apply that you can't do that. That's why Tysus didn't want to say like Rashi. Okay, but Chevra. So now at least we understand what the original Iser was. Either the Iser of Eber Menachai, or the Iser of Einas Vukum. Perhaps we understand why each one wanted to say what they said. But now, let's move to the other half of the equation. So we started with an Eged Merachai or an Iser Zeina Vukha. What do we end up with? Either you didn't check. What's the status of the animal now? One opinion in the Gemara is it's a treifa. What opinion in the Gemara is it's a treifa? Why is it a treifa for Rashi? Treifa for Rashi because we started with Eved Menachai. That's us about Chila, not Tami. You can't pass the baton now to the Iser of an Avela and get more than you started with. It's all based on the previously established status. We don't know what happened here with the Shkita, so we're going to rely on the Chazaka, previously established status, and in a doubtful case, we're going to project forward because we don't know what else to do. So we're going to project forward what was before. What was before was it was also Bafila, not Tameh. So Rashi says we can only project forward in Isar Chila, not Tameh, which we're going to call a treifa. It's not the same as a treifa. It's similar to a treifa. So look at Rashi. That's what Rashi says. Mar Sover Bechazkas Isar Harishon Omedes Shlo Haisa Shekuto. But for Tuma, lo amrina, shebasa menachai, eina mitama. But now we have something strange. What do you have? However, what was the animal before? Eva menachai. Eva menachai, why is Eva menachai not tame? Anyone know? Eva menachai not tame? Because it's alive. Oh, good reason. It's alive. Things that are alive usually can't be tame. We can accept tumah from a mace, yes, it's true, but animals can't. So animals not tumah. But then why, after it's dead, if it wasn't shechted properly, if it was shechted properly, guess what the animal would be called? Tonight's supper. That would be fine. It's only prohibited because it wasn't shechted properly. But if it wasn't shechted properly, then it should be an avela. And what's the status of the nevela? Tameh. How did you arrive at treifa? Treifa doesn't figure in here at all. What we're saying really is it's a nevela, because that means an animal wasn't... A treifa means it was shechted properly, just as a problem with the animal, a blemish. There's no blemish in this animal. We just don't know if it was shechted properly. So how do you have a nevela, because it wasn't shechted properly, because I'm projecting forward in Isar, Eved Menachai, but yet it's not tameh, because I have no ability to make it tame, because it never had that status in the first place. How can I have contradictory statuses going back and forth? You understand? However, I have one chazaka that tells me the animal is asar b'achila. Let's just deal with Rashi for now. What is that? Eved Menachai. That projects forward that it's still asar. Asar b'achila. But I also have the animal, while the animal was alive, right, Eved Menachai. While the animal was alive, Eved Menachai, Eino Tamei. So we arrive with the chuot. Asa Bafila, Ve'eino Tamei. What's the problem with that? It contradicts each other. The two, they can't live together. It can't be asa b'achila. If it's asa b'achila, that means it's an avela, it should be tame. If it's not tame, that means it was shechted properly, which means it should be mutar b'achila. How can you have this hybrid? We call it a treifa, but this animal is not a treifa. There's nothing wrong with this animal. We're just not sure if it was shechted properly. So we take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and we make a hodgepodge out of this animal. But how can you have it? You have two chazakas that are contradicting each other. It's a pella. So the answer is, it's really not such a pella, and this is a critical, foundational concept with regards to chazaka. Have a look over here. Ois hey. Gemara says, Maseches Pesachim, the following. Disnan. Shnei shvilin. You have two paths. Echad tameh v'echad tahar. One is tameh, one is tahar. One is a base medrash on it. The other, a church. Fine. Echotam of Echotar. V'halach be'echam ehen v'asa tyrus. You went on one of them, and then you performed tyrus in the base mikdash. Maybe I'm tummy, maybe I'm not. I don't know. Your friend, I don't know which one is tummy, which one's tar. Let's say there's tumma along the path. Someone buried tumma, I don't know. Someone touched it, who knows? There's tumma on one path, there's not tumma on the other path. I don't know which path I went on. What would you say if I just came to ask? If I started out being Tahar, you should say, you have a chazaka of being Tahar. Chazaka projects forward until such time that we know otherwise, or we have reason to believe otherwise. But in the absence of any of that, we say Chazaka. Presumably what was continues to be, even though there was a latest Hasafek, you walked on one of the paths to Tumah, I just don't know which one you walked on, but since you were Tahar before, you continue to be Tahar now. But then your friend goes and walks on the other one. There's only two paths. One is Tameh. We don't know who's the lucky jackpot winner and walked on the Tameh path. But then he also goes and does Tyrus. So someone here is Tameh. But let's say you both come to ask your Shiloh. So the Gemara says, if they come to ask independently of one another, not at the same time. One comes, he asks the Shiloh, the Rav will have to say Mutter. The other one comes and asks the Shaila, the Rav will have to say Mutter, because you also have a Chazaka of being Tar. Everyone has a Chazaka of being Tar. The problem is, both can't be true, because someone walked on the Tamei path. Have you here? Someone walked on the Tamei path. Tez Toises and Mesechtas Nida, Af Agav De'en Yochel Iyosh Yushneim Tarim, even though it's not possible for both to be Tamei, Davade Tamei V'chein Gabi Shnei Shvilin, someone walked on the two paths, the Shnei Shvilin, as long as they don't come to us at the same time, we say that they're tar. It's not a problem. You can have two chazakas that contradict one another. Why? Why can I have two chazakas that contradict one another? It sounds contradictory. Doesn't sound right. It is mamash a contradiction. So Bechanan explains here, you cite in all of Hilchas Chazaka, which is just assumed by everyone else. It's found over here in the Kovish Shur. Rabbi Chanan explains the following. He says, if a person was Tahar before, does that mean it's more likely or less likely that he walked on the Tameh path now? There's two paths. One is Tameh, one is Tahar. I'm not sure which one he walked on, but he was Tahar before. So does that mean it's more likely that he took a certain route over another route? No. Chazaka doesn't tell me what likely occurred. Chazaka tells me how I should conduct myself. It's a psak. But there's no logic, no logical or compelling reason to assume that it tells me what happened. A chazak is just how should I conduct myself, what we would call in yeshivish jargon a hanhaga, not a birur. Doesn't tell me what happened, just tell me what I should do now. So each person has to conduct themselves as if they're tahar. If they come to ask at the same time, we simply can't live with that kind of contradiction at the same moment in time. But if they come to ask separately, we could tell each one to do their own thing and conduct themselves as if they're tahar, because each one can conduct themselves separately, and you can even have two hanhagas that contradict each other. They're not a rove, right? Let's say I say most animals don't have a blemish in their lung. So then I could assume most of the animal that has in front of me, if I don't know what happened, doesn't have a blemish in its lung. Because a rove, a probability, tells me what will probably happen. I'm not a gambler, right? But probabilities usually play out. It's hard to, the house always wins. Probabilities win. So that probably tells me what's going to happen. That's a beirur. A chazaka doesn't tell me what happened. Just because I won 5 blackjack hands in a row doesn't mean I'm going to win the 6th one, right? So even though I have a previously established status, I've never lost the game. That just means anything, you're probably going to lose now. So too, says the Rebbe Chanan, a chazaka, previously established status, just tells me what to do. It doesn't tell me what actually happened. So indeed, therefore we can live with this contradiction. Rashi said we started with a chazaka, that's an Isser Afira. We don't know if the animal was shechted properly, so we have to assume that continues forward. But even when the animal was alive, it wasn't Tameh. So we don't know if it was shechted properly. We can't create a status of Tumah. So it lives in a contradiction. It's us about Fila, because maybe it wasn't shechted properly. If it wasn't shechted properly, it should be Tameh, but it's not Tameh because it never started with such a status. How could you have this living contradiction? It has a chazaka being tar, a chazaka being us about Fila. So even though now, we don't know. Is it an Avela or is it not an Avela? It's half an Avela, half not an Avela. How could you have such a thing? The answer is you can have two chazakas that live together, the Shnei Shvilim, each one went on one of the paths, one of them is Tameh, but since we don't know which one did what, each one's status projects forward, and they can both be Tar, because you can have a Chazaka that contradicts itself. That's the opinion that holds that it's not Tameh, it's only us about Chil. But there is an opinion in the Gemara that says, no, we take this all away, right? The other animal was us there before. We don't know what happened at the Shkita. So now we say, well, now it's a nevela. It must be a nevela now. Oh, 1 second. We missed Tosfos. Tosfos over here, look at the Dibur Ma'aseh V'Asa B'Achila, says a different reason than Rashi. Tosfos says, because Tosfos didn't start out with an Isar Ve'en Menachai. Tosfos started out with an Isar Ve'en Zvucha. Tosfos started out with an Isar Ve'en Zvucha. So how does that project forward, Isar Ve'en Zvucha? Well, that should create an Isar Achila also. Yeah, but an Isar Ve'en Zvucha is a little bit different. Why? Because an Isar Ve'en Zvucha is not just a random Isar B'Achila. What we're saying really is that the animal's simanim are intact. Right? The animal has not been shechted. Therefore, it's prohibited to eat. Prohibited based on what? Because if you want to eat, there's a mitzvah to do shechita, from which we can infer you can't eat stuff until it's been shechted. Rashi held there was no mitzvah to eat shechita, and therefore you can make no inference that there's an isa to eat that which hasn't been shechted. Tosfos held no. There's an isa to eat it before it's been shechted, because you have to shech the simanim in order to eat it. So the chazaka is the simanim are intact. In order to eat it, you must cut them according to the protocols of shechita. So if I'm dealing with a chazak of the simanim being intact, let's say now the animal is dead, but its simanim are intact. Chaver, what would you call an animal that's lying on the road, but its kana and veshit are intact, but it's dead? What do we call that?
It's a nevela.
It's a nevela. That's called roadkill. Nevela. A deer gets hit, goes into blunt force trauma on the side of the road, but its kana and veshit are intact. So if I have an animal, I don't know what shechted properly, what should the chazaka of Tosfos dictate? It should dictate that the kana neveshit are still intact. So therefore it should really dictate that what? That the animal is not just asa b'achila, but the animal is indeed tamei also. So that's how the Rashba learns over here, according to Tosfos. That's how he understood the opinion that it's not only asa b'achila, it's even tamei. Because if you start with the Isser of Eina Zvucha, it's not so hard now to get to the fact that the Nevela is Tomei. According to Rashi, we're really going to have to come up with some sort of Shir Kholi to figure out how did you get from Eber Menachai to Tumah. That's why Rashi works well with the opinion that it's not Tomei. All it does is because it passes the baton off Mazik and Isalisa from Eber Menachai to the Isser Achila of Nevela. According to Tosfos, it makes a lot of sense that you can get to Nevela being Tomei. Because you started off with a chazak of Eina Zvucha, which means the simanim are intact. Simanim are intact. If you have a dead animal with the simanim intact, that's an nevela, which also is not nishkata, meaning the simanim are intact. So it should even be tamei. And that's how the Ritva, the Rashba over here, seems to explain within Tosfos. Over here, Ozayan, he says, Umar Savar Ad Hashta Be'isar Chaya Kaima, in the underlined section, V'hashta Mesa. Now it's dead. V'chaya Shemesa Nevelahi. We had a Chazak of Enes Vucha, and Enes Vucha, that's dead, is a Nevela. Misavak, the Boga Hotzi, Midei Tumasa, Al Totzi Enes. So don't bring it out. It's not only is it Asa B'Achila, it's even Tomei. According to Rashi, it's going to be hard to get there, because you started with Eber Menachai. How'd you get to the fact that it's Tomei now? But according to Tosfos, if you start out with the fact that it's an Enes Vucha, an Enes Vucha that's dead, it's Tomei also. But 1 minute, if that's the reason that it's Tomei that's so compelling, how is there an opinion that even disagrees with that? It has a chazaka of Simanim being intact. Like a cheskes, that it's Simanim have not been shechted. We call cheskes haguf, not just the status, but it's Simanim, a physical status, that its Simanim were intact. We should project that forward, and an animal that's dead with Simanim intact is an Avela. Why is there even one opinion that it's only asa b'achila, that it's not Tamei also? So that's why Tosfos starts from that angle. Tosfos doesn't try and explain how could it be that there's an Isser Achila in the first place. Tosfos, what he has the burden of proof of explaining is, why is it only asa b'achila? Why isn't it Tamei? So Tosfos here is forced to say, look at Tosfos, different masa asa b'achila. Two Tyson from the bottom. Mishum deroy pa'amim shaykh et shapir. Because most of the times, a person who shechs knows what he's doing. We had roiv mitzuyim et shashchita mumchanim. Vesharya midoraisa. So therefore, really should have been mutter. So below hechmir ala saisin aveo. So even so, over here we're dealing with dinim derabanan. The chazal asked it, if you didn't check the siman, if you shechted it, you probably knew what you were doing. Roiv mitzuyim et shashchita mumchanim. But since you didn't check the simanim, we're going to label it with an artificial Isar Achila. But according to Tosfos, if we really have a suffix, the animal should have been tummy for sure. We probably don't have a suffix. The animal is probably shechted properly. So Taisa says that the only reason it's not Tumah is because Roy Mitzuyin Eitzel Shkita Mumkanein. Most people who act in terms of Shkita know what they're doing. And a Rov overrides a previously established status. Rov beats a Chazaka. I don't know what it's like, flush or straight in poker. I haven't played poker in a long time, but whatever beats what. So in determining outcomes in Sveikas and Halacha, Rov beats a Chazaka. Why? So Rabbi Chanan explains why. Because Chazaka doesn't tell me what happened. It doesn't tell a story. It just tells me what was. Rov tells me what happened. Well, that's much more compelling than just telling me what to do when I don't know what else to do. So Rov beats Chazaka. Over here I have a Rov. What's the Rov? Rov people who are involved in Shechita know what they're doing. So the Rov beats out the Chazaka, but was in a Shechita, in a Zvucha, but now I have a Rov, people know what they're doing, so that relieves the Issa Tumah. So why can't it make a Mutter entirely? If I didn't check the Siman, you didn't check the Siman, and Chazal labeled you, they slapped you with a Knas of an Issa Achila. Parenthetically, though, you see one thing from this Tosis. Do you remember we had a big machlekes? What is Rov Mitzvah Eitzel Shechita Mumkanein? Anybody remember that? It was all the way, also back at the beginning of the year. One opinion was that it meant Rov people who shech know what they're doing. The other opinion was, no, it's just kind of like all Jews are assumed to be kosher people. That's like in a previously established status. Tosis here seems to understand Rov Mitzvah Eitzel Shechita Mumkanein, not that most Jews have a previously established status of being religious, but rather, most people involved in the Shechita know what they're doing. So that overrides the previously established status. All right, Kevin, tomorrow we'll pick up with Gufa. Tomorrow we're going to Mayim Megulim, if you're into that kind of stuff. And eggs left unpeeled overnight and all this kind of heebie-jeebies.